No Soyo mit 6 or 7 Weeks. Heute Abend spielt die Band, die wir gerade hörten, im Vorprogramm von Joy Wellboy. Und die beiden Menschen, die Joy Wellboy ausmachen, die stehen jetzt schon bei mir im Studio. Schönen guten Tag. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Before we start talking, let's listen to one of your songs. So people don't get confused out there. Was that a song of Joy Wellboy I haven't heard before? No, that was No Soyo. Here's a Joy Wellboy mit I'm Waiting For You. Joy Wellboy, I'm waiting for you. 15:10 Uhr, ihr hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag und bei mir im Studio sind jetzt Joy Adigoki und Wim Jansen.
Also good.
Wilhelm Jansen, sounds good to me as well, yeah. Heute Abend spielen sie im schönen Lido, jetzt sind die beiden Val Weddinger. Aber erstmal bei mir im Studio, wir quatschen über die neue LP, die gerade auch als Tonträger funktioniert hat für das Stück I'm waiting for you. Die Platte Wedding ist nach dem Stadtteil benannt, in dem die Band mittlerweile lebt und arbeitet und nicht nach dem Heirats- oder Hochzeitsfest. Wir sprechen außerdem über die Zusammenarbeit mit Alan Alien und ihrem Label B-Pitch Control. Wir reden über die Vor- und Nachteile des Pärchendaseins im Musikbusiness und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello Joy and Wim.
Hey. Hello.
Ah, wie geht's? Alles gut?
Ja, alles super.
Super. We were going to switch languages Babylon style.
Ja, okay.
Genau.
Because that's what you asked me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, congratulations on LP number 2 Wedding. It's been out for a few weeks now, for a few months already.
Yeah.
It's been out since the 1st of May. How and where have you recorded the songs for that album?
We did everything in Wedding, like in our flat. And the first flat was 2 streets further than the flat we are now.
Okay.
So we just stayed in Wedding because we like it there. And first when we arrived there, we thought, okay, this is really gloomy and stuff.
Yeah.
But when you get used to it, it's really, there's a certain atmosphere that I really like.
Yeah.
It's cool that it's really not too busy and that there's a lake to swim in. And we went swimming yesterday also. In Plötzensee.
Wow, you must be hardcore because it's getting cold already.
Yeah.
It's freaking fucking cold.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But it's also fun.
Yeah, but the moment you come out of the water, you're like, yeah, nothing can beat me.
Okay, cool. So you've already adapted to the cold temperatures in Berlin. You go swimming in October.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I see a bright future for you in Berlin if you do something like that.
No, we effectively prepare for the winter, you know,
yeah.
Like mentally and physically, we want to, you know, like stepping out in just a t-shirt.
Yeah.
In December.
Ice swimmen.
Yes.
No, like last year we went swimming till November, so
yeah.
We still have a month to go there.
Yeah, I mean, if you have my deepest respect, I wouldn't do that.
Come and join us.
No, I won't. You just mentioned that you fell in love with Wedding, kind of. Wedding is the title of your album. What are the main reasons for you to love that key so much? When did you realize this is the place we gotta work at, and this is the Keats for us?
Well, in fact, if you compare it with other parts of Berlin, you know, like I like the fact that you can isolate yourself a little bit from whatever is going on in the world. To me, that's a very important thing when you're creating stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And then if you want to go out, it only takes you 10 minutes by metro to get to the crowded areas and the shops and wherever you need to go.
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy where we are there.
Yeah, and I think Wedding is an interesting district of this town for more and more people, because right around here in Kreuzberg, it's really hard to find a flat that you can still pay, you know, because
that's also
gentrification has already happened here. Everybody thinks what was trash yesterday is gold now, just because some people moved here and paid more rent, you know, but it's still trash in front of the door, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
No, and in Wedding, yeah, like it's getting there. Like you can feel that there is more shops popping up like mushrooms suddenly. Like, let's see what happens in 5 years.
Yeah. But what I want to ask you is, would you have been able to record this second LP if you have moved back to Belgium, or...
Oh, no.
Yeah?
No, really not. Like, we really needed to get out of Belgium for a while. And so that's where we started doing Wedding. So, but it's funny because Wedding is built on a swamp, I think.
Yeah.
And Brussels also.
Oh,
so
okay.
we moved from a swamp to a swamp.
Yeah. Uncertain.
So maybe we love
swamps. Uncertain surroundings.
Yeah.
Just waiting that's for the day till it all goes gloop.
Yeah.
It's
like
gone.
Everything vanishes.
I've read that most of your songs start with an idea for the story and the lyrics, and then you find the music to that story. What are the next steps after you found the idea for a story? How do you work together? Do you have certain fields that you are happy to work at? Do you take more care about the music and you take more care about the lyrics and then the songs or the melodies of the voice?
I think
the voice,
the most important thing is the thing you're telling on top of the music, if you use vocals at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk gibberish, you know, like abstract stuff,
it can be
fun too if it's mentioned to be. But if you want to tell a story, you know, you first get the story right, and then from the story you distract the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
and then you start thinking about guitars, okay. no dark beat, bass, you know, like stuff like that, and not the other way around. Sometimes it can be that we create a certain piece of music where you can actually hear the story building itself, so you write lyrics on top of that.
That
also happens, but most of the time it's
But it's a nice reason for you that you just mentioned for you to do that, to just say that the story is so important. Why not take care of it first and then see what the music is going to bring?
Yeah,
cool. But it depends, because I Never Let You Down, it's an example of the opposite. Like this was really built up like the instrumentals, and then he was inspired to sing on top of that. I think for this album also it's divided. It's not the same as for the first album where I wrote all the lyrics. Here it's like we both had something to say.
Are you doing? Sounds good to me. So let's listen to another song of this new record. Hier sind Joy Wellboy nochmal mit I Just Wanna Fall vom Album Wedding. Besser gesagt, wir reden gleich ein bisschen weiter und verlosen dann auch noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Lido. Joy Wellboy mit I Just Wanna Fall. Ein weiterer Auszug aus dem Album, das Wedding heißt, also so wie der Kiez, in dem das Pärchen aus Belgien lebt und arbeitet. I Just Wanna Fall might be a song about trust, right? And trust is something I want to talk to you about, because trust is the main thing that you have to bring into a studio when you work with other musicians, right? You can forget an instrument, but you can't forget to have trust in the other musicians. Now, you have been a couple for quite a while now, and you know yourselves.
Almost 7 years.
Oh my God. So you know each other very, very well, and you do have to trust each other as a couple as well. Does that help when it comes to making music? Or is it maybe making things more complicated?
No, it's super important. But then again, when we have like a distrustful moment, then you have a song out of it also. So
okay, cool. Yeah. So there's a therapeutical part.
Yeah, but you just also...
we're that opportunistic.
But it's nicer when we get along in our small apartment.
Yeah, I think so too.
Otherwise, we don't have a... Yeah, we... There's no place to run to, because we want to make music together. So we try to solve things really quickly.
I think it's more related, you know, like in the live show. We're also, until now, tonight we're playing in a three-piece, but we used to do it like two-piece kind of thing, which is almost nothing, you know, because it's also not with computers on stage. And there the trust thing comes in, you know, like... You cannot go on stage without that knowing.
Yeah, that's true.
And if the other is willing and in the same state of mind, you know, like to do the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
There's no drummer, there's no bass player, there's no keyboard player, which can take away some of the edges and stuff. So you have to be every time there with that. Even in dark moments, and I kind of like the idea, because it keeps you sharp, and it puts away all the little things, you know, the nasty things of life, you know, like people starting nagging at each other about nothing, you know, like dishes and shit like that. And now at a certain moment when you're just working and living together, you try to get rid of all those small things, because it's just...
Yeah, and another advantage must be that you won't miss your woman when you're on tour, right? And vice versa, you won't miss your man when you're touring together. That's another good thing.
Yeah.
So it's not only that the being a couple status has an influence on the music, but the making music has also an influence on you as a couple, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And making music is what we want to do. So it's when we get lost, then we always know, okay, we want to make music, yeah, right? So then everything is okay cool. again. So.
Cool. I think I'm going to start a career. When I finish this job here, I'm going to start a career as a couple counselor now. And I'm just going to tell them, yeah, you start a band together. Everything's going to be fine. You have problems, you write a song about them. And if you don't have problems, you just trust each other. You go on tour. I live the happy life.
It can be that simple. I wish it was.
No, Most of the time, yeah.
But you guys seem to get along. So I really think there's going to be more music coming out of that little house and wedding, right?
Let's just say don't have to get along, but we do.
That's nice. That's nice. Joy, well boy. Heute Abend im Lido zusammen mit No Soyo. Wir haben gleich noch ein Stückchen aus einer älteren Platte von Joy, well boy. Bevor ich das abfeuere, könnt ihr mich allerdings anrufen und Tickets gewinnen für die Show heute Abend im Lido. No Soyo und Joy, well boy. Wer jetzt anruft unter der 030 2000 9000 hat realistische Chancen, auf die Liste zu gelangen. 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000. Wir haben Tickets für Joy Wellboy, die wir verlosen dürfen. So you just mentioned that you're a three piece tonight. There's gonna be an additional drummer.
Yeah,
like we have a drummer for the first time.
So you don't trust each other no more. What?
No.
We just
want to
try something out.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I think it's good for the dynamic of a show, maybe.
Yeah.
Even when the rooms are getting bigger and bigger, I mean that's what you're aiming for, right?
Of course, we are not aiming for the floor. We are aiming for heaven.
Yes. So it might be a good idea to just try that out for the stadium concerts that you're gonna have to play in a few years.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Sounds good to me. Joy Wellboy, thanks a lot for visiting. I hope I'll see you again. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Okay.